Yeah, we have Congressman Ted Strickland, who is running for governor.
Blackwell and Jim Petro knew what was going on in this room today, they would be shaking in their boots or doing something else in their pants. Thank you for having me, giving me a chance to come and speak with you this morning. I understand that I can speak for about 7 minutes and then about 7 minutes of questions, right? Okay. Well, I want to say some things that are political, just raw politics, and then I want to say some things about public policy and why it is that it's so important that we win. In terms of raw politics, let me say to you that coming close in an election is like coming close to a runway when you're trying to land your airplane. And we don't intend to come close this time. Which means we've got to be really committed. I was speaking to a group of community action folks yesterday who were meeting here in Columbus, Ohio. David Bradley, who's the fellow in Washington, D.C., who does the lobby work for this wonderful community action organization, was told in that meeting that Ken Blackwell has followers who are willing to die for him. And and one of them said, "Ted, what you need are people who are willing to die for you." Now, I'm not going to ask that. But I am going to ask you to be as committed, as determined, as any right-wing zealot in this state. Because it is only as we match their commitment, match their determination, that we are going to win this election. And when I say we, I'm talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the ticket. I'm not talking about Ted Strickland. I want to be the nominee. I'm not the nominee yet, so we're talking generically about Democrats. So we've got to be smart, we've got to be committed, and we've got to have an agenda that we can take to the people of this state and give them a reason to embrace the Democratic message. Now, the other side has given us a lot of material, and we all will use it. We will, and fairly so. They have been corrupt, they have been self-centered, but their greatest sin is their failure to provide leadership to a state of 11.3 million people who are desperately crying out to be led. Yeah. And so I always like questions and answers better than I like my own speech. So I'm going to conclude my remarks by saying this. If I'm elected governor, I've got one broad agenda, and that's to create a situation where jobs are ready for Ohioans, and Ohioans are ready for jobs. And in order to get there, we've got to have an economy that is growing. And in order to grow an economy, we've got to have leadership that focuses on the future. I just want to give you but one example. Ohio could and should become a leading state among all the states in the area of energy, energy conservation. If I become governor within 60 days of taking that office, I'm going to require an energy audit of every state facility with the goal of cutting energy use in the first year by 10%, and with the ultimate goal of cutting energy use by 20%. So conservation is important, my friends, but I'll tell you something else that's important. Innovation is important. We need to find alternative renewable sources of energy, and Ohio can produce that energy. We've got the incredible capacity for wind power in certain parts of our state that is being unrealized and unutilized. We've got the capacity to develop solar energy. We've got the capacity to create in Ohio a leading ethanol and biofuels and biomass production that will rival anything that's happening in America. Ohio is the third leading user of ethanol fuels. We are the sixth leading producer of corn. We produce no ethanol in this state. Ethanol is renewable. It is environmentally more friendly than regular gasoline, and it makes us less dependent on foreign sources. We can buy and we can encourage consumers to buy E85 flex fuel vehicles, vehicles that can use fuel that is 85% renewable. And as governor, I will mandate that our state fleet is an E85 fleet, that we set the example, that we encourage this kind of creative development in our state. I'm just talking about one area of economic development that has been woefully neglected, and where Ohio could become, if not the leading, among the leading states in this nation. Those are jobs of the future. They are jobs that are good for the environment, jobs that are making us less dependent on foreign sources, jobs that will help the manufacturing industry in this state as we proceed in this direction. So we've got to get jobs ready for Ohioans, and we can do that in multiple ways, focusing on our regional strengths, using the resources that are available to us, building upon our history of manufacturing, but understanding that our great universities and research institutions have a responsibility to partner with our communities to foster economic development. And then, that's getting jobs ready for Ohioans, but we've got to get Ohioans ready for jobs. And in order to do that, I'm going to be a law-abiding governor. I'm going to work to make Ohio a law-abiding state. We are once and for all going to deal with education in Ohio. We're going to begin by realizing that the first years are the most important. And we're going to develop a system of child advocacy and child care and kindergarten and Head Start programs in this country that will rival every state that is our competitor. And then we're going to make sure that we adequately fund elementary and secondary education, and we're going to understand that education is a lifelong process, and that in Ohio now, we have decimated higher education to the point that our public institutions of higher education are no longer legitimately called public institutions. Ohio State University is getting state support of about 13%. You can leave Ohio and go to Colorado, and you can go to Kentucky, and you can go to West Virginia, and you can pay out-of-state tuition, and you can get a college education for less than it will cost you to go to Ohio State University. And if we continue that, we are exporting the future of our state, and that's got to be under us. Now let me say to you, somebody's got to pay for this. And I would like to ask those who want to cut all corporate taxes, cut the cat tax, eliminate all of that, all business taxes, where in the hell they are going to get the money to do the things that a civilized society must do. So I believe in a progressive tax system. I will fight efforts to move the tax burden from the wealthy to the working middle class.
Yes.
And that effort is underway in Ohio and across this nation. I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to take your questions. And this lady had her hand up first.
I worked with you on issues of fair trade. I
how are we going to get you elected if we don't have an honest voting process or honest voting machine?
Thank you for that question. The ultimate solution to that problem is electing Jennifer Bruner, Secretary of State. And let me say what a wonderful candidate she is, and incredibly qualified. But you're right. We've got to make sure that the 06 election is scrutinized and analyzed, and we've got time to make that kind of preparation. It started during the latter days of the Kerry campaign. Some things were put in place to try to monitor and to have legal assistance available and so on. But I think we've got to begin by educating the Democratic members of the boards of elections in every county in this state. Well, let me say, this is going to be a very divisive campaign, regardless of who the Democratic nominee is or who the Republican nominee is. My personal feeling is that Mr. Blackwell is likely to emerge, and I don't know if all of you saw his interview in the other paper the other day. The question was this: if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, would you support a law to prevent abortions in case of rape, incest, and the life of the mother? And his answer was yes. The follow-up question was this: including the life of the mother? And his answer was yes. Ohioans will reject that extreme position. I absolutely agree. Let me say something to you about what I think is happening in Ohio. And I say this, I'm going to brag a little bit. I've raised over $3 million, and a good deal of that money has come from moderate, troubled Republicans. Let me give you an example. Remember Pete Rose's ad with the wedding rings and the, you know, the vomit ad? I was having breakfast here in Columbus, Ohio, at the Columbus Club, not a place I go frequently, but I was invited for breakfast, and I was sitting in this little dining room. There were about five or six of us people in there, and some well-dressed, middle-aged man came through the door, and he said, "Is Strickland in here?" And I said, "Here I am." And he came over, he put out his hand, he told me his name. He said, "I am a member of the Republican State Central Committee, and my sister is a lesbian." And he said, "My family is furious at Jim Petro because of these ads." Now, let me tell you, there are some moderate Republicans who are so deeply troubled about what's happening to the Republican Party in terms of the extremism that I think they will join us in defeating this kind of terrible, terrible, radical type of politics. And we've got to take them on. There's a young man here now who is with Catholics for the Common Good, the Alliance for Catholics for the Common Good. There are other groups. We've got some brave Protestant ministers that have spoken up and are taking action independent of a political motivation, because they are concerned about what's happening in the destruction of the proper role wall between church and state. Right. And that's going to make this campaign for governor incredibly heated and divisive and important. The eyes of the nation are going to be on Ohio during the latter part of 06, because we are at the heart of the storm, the epicenter, so to speak, And I think the struggle that's going on here has implications for the future of this entire country.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, two questions. One about a single payer system. I'm becoming convinced that it is the only way we're ever going to do what has to be. In regard to charter schools, let me say I am viscerally opposed to vouchers.
Yes.
I am embarrassed that Ohio leads the nation in public dollars going to private and religious education. Charter schools need to observe the same standards as that required of public schools, or they should not be allowed to continue. And having said that, I'm proud that this morning I received the unanimous endorsement of the Ohio Education Association.
One brief question. The price of soybean oil per gallon is $1 a gallon, and it's just as much energy as $2 a gallon diesel fuel. Yet we have no biodiesel, and biodiesel, Ohio can be the biodiesel thing. Can you detect the soybean oil? Am I going to do anything about getting this biodiesel?
I spoke last night to the Ohio Farmers Union, and I talked specifically about the question you asked. I am proposing that we invest $250 million a year in Ohio in alternative fuel research and production. And I want to tell you where that money's coming from. It's not going to come from the general fund. It's not going to require a tax increase. But every year, our state gets, on a per capita basis, bonding authority from the federal government. And 50% of that bonding authority must go into housing, low-income housing, but there are millions of dollars left, and I'm committing myself, I have committed myself, to $250 million a year specifically for the production, research and production, encouraging the development of the infrastructure. E85 fuel is available, and the engines are available to use it, but we don't have the infrastructure in Ohio so that the consumer can actually go and fill up their tank. And biodiesel is absolutely something that we need to pursue. Ohio can become a star. We can do this. It has been neglected for too many years. It is something that is so important, and it is so consistent with our needs for economic development, for job creation, and for a cheaper, safer, environmentally friendly source of energy. And I promise you, my brother, that under my administration, we will pursue this.
More questions, but the logistics of getting all of you guys said pizza.